For years together, somebody has given it. So keep it here. Whenever he tells me now, look, it's your duty. Whenever anybody is about to enter outside, just remember to apply it here and here. So when anybody embraces me or anything, shouldn't have the sting from my body. Finished. That's the end of the whole thing. So this is how he would make us feel that he has accepted the fact of our telling him that his body is stinking. And at the same time, you have told him, you would never say that, oh, you are telling a lie. Oh, I know you are trying to fool me. Nothing else. That's being great, you know. And that's how one rises above the
world. But do you think he felt one way or the other about taking baths, really?
He would tell us that it's a terrible day for me today, he'd come. To you all, nothing is so simple for you all, but you don't know the burden, you see, of my universal work. And apart from that, today is the day of my crucifixion. So we just look at him. First day when he introduced this name for taking a bath. So he said, you know, today, at about the exact time of the crucifixion, about 12:15 or so, when I go from here, Mira and others are going to keep ready hot water for my bath.
That would be sort of like a joke. Uh-huh. It would be like a joke. He was being humorous.
Yeah, but that's how much he liked taking bath. Mm-hmm. It's like crucifixion.
But when he was actually taking the bath, did he enjoy it?
No.
He just wouldn't hurry up.
You really see from outside the ears. Yeah, just throwing
water.
He was very quick with everything, nothing dilly-dally. That's why his nature and Mehra's nature clashed. Mehra is very dilly-dally, very slow, very informative and all that. He was kicked to the point.
Why was he like that? Just one of his...
I don't know. This is nature, it's a strength this time. Is it all the time? I don't know. Is it all the time, Bobby? What have you read in the past?
It doesn't sound like the Buddha was like that.
No? How do you know that?
Because he was always lying under trees.
Who says that? What about his tours? Because one phase, you say,
he spent some 40 years touring.
Huh? He was wandering all the time. The same thing with Jesus.
Yeah.
We had a whiff of his swiftness in the New Testament. With Jesus, we have that. Yeah, very quick. We have. Flipping through the pages, you see, I have noticed that. He was quick, Jesus.
And he sort of had a short temper too.
Mm-hmm. Short temper.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And loving too. Same thing. Mm-hmm.
It's funny because it's like you read about these other men, the Bhagavad Gita, the saints of the past. But I'm not so interested in their personality, I'm interested in their history, what they did, and where they lived, and how it came about that they met their guru, and then they lived like this, and the sufferings they went through, and how they became realized, and how they became perfect, and where they lived, and how they affected the community. I'm interested in all that, but these other, these other avatars,
and Baba and whole aunt. And Baba is to be with us in the morning, shaving, having his tea, breakfast, and he's to tell us to appreciate it, and then he's to go down to Mandi, and then come up by 11 o'clock, have his food, sit a little talk with him, a sign that then he was using board. Then he would lie down for a little while. We all had Chum as a pet dog, you know? Chum. Mm-hmm. And dogs, no? But somebody has given him as a jihadi, and Baba brought it up. No, child is very, what would you call him? It's ferocious or whatever. What is he? Down the hill, you know, the servant, one of the servants from the village used to come, old woman, that we had kept servants, later on we kept servants, to make chapatis for everybody. So this old woman, she was coming down the hill, so child would be down the hill, Mr. Wag his tail and say, oh, I know you, and say that, and so he wagged his tail, accompany her up the hill. And when she opened the gate and stepped in, he got
angry at her.
Oh, good calling their friends outside, but inside with them. And he
it's my character.
And picked her leg. Just one bite of course, for a woman. She was not frightened, but still he was startled. And she said, look, he's so friendly with me outside the gate, and when I come inside the gate, he invites me. Twice he did that. Not to her, then another person. Mm-hmm. Vishnu Master's mother. And so there is Chum. I want to tell you about Chum is this. When he sat, when Baba was on the seat, the table in the kitchen, the big kitchen was built for us girls to cook our food and Baba's food and all that. Baba's seat was there on the table. So after eating and all this, Chum came in, then Baba would call him once or twice for me. And Chum would be sitting. And then we approached Baba with growl. Then only I and Baba, you see. You don't want anybody else in that. So then Baba did not allow him to come up, you know. Now, Baba had his food and all this one day on the table, and the mattress, you know, mattress soft and cover and cushion in the back, and Baba's seat in the kitchen. So Baba had his meal, and the dog was sitting, Chum was sitting in Baba's, at the foot of the table, on the floor, and Baba was sitting in the rest, resting in the front, even in 5 minutes. What happened? Why did Mani go near him? I don't know, I forget now. Mani was near Chum, something, they should get him, and maybe if he scratches him, shake Baba's bed, and Baba will be disturbed something. So, Mani must have gone into the chum, come, and then, chum, get up, come here. So, must have lifted his head, and give her a bite and look.
Chum, chum.
She got a bite here.
Oh,
one tooth here. And Rani, of course, he was starting to and I push him. Shouted, but she made it, like, how is it? Ah, something, I don't know what to call it. And Baba got up and said, what's happening? Baba must jump with me, because I told him to get him from there or something. I don't know what she was doing. Baba was sweet. Baba was very angry with Chum. Baba got down, took his sandal, and hit Chum so hard. He thanked him. Break his bad habit if he goes for people, and then people of the house who was feeding him. So Baba was very upset that day. I don't know. Mani was not given an injection anyway. I didn't know. We used to do doctoring ourselves. That time Baba was a doctor. Mm-hmm. Baba tell us to do this, apply clean spirit and put iodine. So, now, another thing. One day just said that, what happened? No, I didn't. Baba came up the hill and someone else carried it. It was a stuffed, what do you call it? What was the dog like?
Stuffed in?
Yes, but fox. Little box at that, grey lovely box, but it was stuffed. And Baba had brought it up, and so someone brought it up, and then someone carried it in the kitchen. And Baba said, see, nice. And then somebody gave it to him like that. He said, yes, Baba's nice, but better put it on what to do. He put it on the window like that. So on the window sill, you know, there are window sills in the kitchen, so we put it on the window sill. And now Baba, after eating, washing hands, eating, and all that, Baba always washed his hands before eating. So, after that, then Baba went to Baba on that same what do you call the table. Baba said, "I'll relax for 10-15 minutes." It's very late now. And Chum again was sitting at the foot of the table on the floor. Now, very funny, Baba. What Raja did was, you know, I know what came in her head. She said she wants to see what Chum did. It was the stuffed animal was not shown to Chum. She wanted to see what John would do. Now Bob was resting, he would stay quiet. No, she went to the window. She took the animal, the stuffed animal, and she showed it to John. Chum, looked at it, and then she said, chum, no? Chum saw that this was kind of animal, maybe there was no smell of the animal there, it was from that taxidermist. But still, choo-choo, so jump, maybe saw, and it caught the neck of that fox. And what do you think? And wouldn't he go? So my was pulling, wow, God, what's happening? And then all the sawdust that was in the stuffing started coming up. And Valu was the Hindu woman as I told you all in the first. And now what happened was, it was morning, it was after breakfast maybe, it was morning then. Anyway, this cobra was seen in the garden there. Garden, Mehrabad garden, how they could be. There was jasmine, what do you call it?
Bowers.
You know, Valu had set up little poles at that and like this, and let the jasmine climb on it. There was kind of a stone platform. I don't know what that was for, that I don't know, put the flower pots in, and that detail. Anyway, I didn't do any gardening that time. But Balu was looking after the trees, so there were a few trees, a lemon tree, a mango tree was there also, and curry leaf tree, and this jasmine tree was there. So early in the morning, this cobra, where it came from, anyway, it was walking through the garden. I don't know if you call it walking or So she saw it. She called Naja. Naja, bring the stick. So Naja, by the time that cobra was crossing, they got ready with the stick, but that time the thing was very quick. It got quickly, he heard noises of human beings, so they always hide. So he went into the jasmine, the stick, bower, you know, because there's so much place for him to get, hide. So he went in there. So the Naja had no men with us. And the cobra so big, you have to have great strength to hit out very hard the first stroke. And here Naja and Valu, both of them, I don't have money when that I don't think so. But Naja and Valu would take sticks and all that. And then the dog was there. And he was coming away, and the cobra, you know, it's very Baba's help happened. Otherwise, very dangerous, he could have bitten the dog. Anyway, he hit the cobra in the thing, in the jasmine thing, tree and all that, and brought it down. So when it came down, it wanted to slide outside the compound. So that time there was no wall. There was barbed wires. So he was going under the bonfire, but he was so far. So Chum was chasing him, but he couldn't catch him. And he wanted to catch the cobra again, but he was so brave. Dogs have sense. They don't touch them. Yet he was very brave dog. But the cobra was half outside the bonfire and still was inside. That time, what was his name?
Chum.
Pulled him inside with the tail and let him go out alive. So when he pulled him inside, at that moment, the Balu and Naja hit the cobra on his back to break his back. So it was limp. So then he pulled inside quickly and the head was hit hard. You have to be very quick. Because cobras rise like that. No, that is not that time. Very dangerous, even if their back is broken, the front part also has to be. And so Naja and Balu, and the dog helped them. Chum was so brave, the dog, and he told Baba. And he was a good watchdog, brave like this.
Mira, there's a picture of Baba in the cabin with a dog, a beautiful dog, sitting in front of
which him. Cabin?
Baba's cabin in Mirabai.
The dog is that?
Baba's sitting on the threshold, and the dog is there.
But not in the frame. No. Where have you seen it?
I have. In the west, Hermes has it.
I've seen it a lot.
It's a real nice
picture. They're all put away in such a way that we can't get at them. That reminds me, three pictures. No. Yesterday, the photos I gave you, that is three or two. But really, speaking, there are two more.
Yes,
there
is.
Yes, I was thinking in the place where Baba had actually first time. That's what you have marked it, that picture with it, the farmer who gave those two pictures. Mm. So it will be five that you haven't got.
I think there's another Mani waving goodbye to them.
To?
Some people are leaving. They're all chatting Jai Baba.
Jai Baba.
No, I don't whatever. Know. I'll just see. I can.
Near the gate here?
Yeah.
That?
No, not that. Then on the other side.
Mm. I remember these two.
Yes, I know. I can tell by looking. Just his back. No, he turned away. He turned away.
His back. It's a pity because
I did. I started taking and he turned away and he wanted to do his work. He didn't want to stand for a picture. But there is a picture in the Awakener of him.
Yeah.
In the Awakener, pointing to the spot.
Which Awakener?
The Awakener.
Every month it comes.
Yes, some years back. Philip Lutendorf, A Visit to Pray. There's a picture of the farmer in there. From Chicago. The cover of it, it's blue.
Yes, so, but how strange, right in the middle of America, that's what happened. Prague is in the right middle of this coast.
Someone told me once that you went through the earth from Prague. Yeah. Is that true?
I don't know.
That you would come out at Pune?
No, 500 miles from.
I mean, Pune is almost exactly the opposite
side
of the earth from Prague.
Really? Yeah.
The same, on the globe.
But if that belt is there, that would be tropical belt, wouldn't it?
Yes, it's not tropical. That's why I don't think that's true.
Yeah. Come out within 500 miles of Pune.
But you know,
it's a bent pin.
You could
that way.
Very bent. Yeah, that's
a crooked line.
Yeah.
It comes down. Very bent. It is so low. America's a bit higher. That's why it's colder. It's wonderful that Florida has a tropical climate.
California is like that.
And they have mangoes.
betting that, oh, I eat so many mangoes.
Yes.
But we had mangoes from Florida, but they did not have the same flavor that we have here.
And Betty and I had arguments. She said, oh, our mangoes there are just as good as these Alfonso.
No.
They have
no possible comparison.
No, but somebody did bring mangoes for us. So they're not just the same flavor. And I was always busy up and down.
Florida mangoes are like lemons.
Lemons?
They taste like lemons compared to Alfonso's.
Ah, really? Alfonso has it. And the delicious flavor, taste, and the pulp is so...
Good color also.
And every time the first Alfonso, he always brings. Is that is in the beginning of April, was it? He brought?
I think so.
Yes, beginning of April comes out in April.
And you show
them. In May, you can have them in June, they say.
Up till June. And then after that, it's
just in the middle of June. But these good mangoes are grown in Egatnam, what it's called.
Ratnagiri?
Huh?
Ratnagiri?
Ratnagiri. I always call it Egatpuri, I don't know why. Egatpuri is near Nasik. Name's changed. Baba had taken us to from. And Nasik used to be in the house all the time. We didn't go out in the compound. And the kitchen was, so we just crossed the kitchen here. And so. So we didn't have our walks or anything. So when Baba came from the west, then Baba would feel like that, you know, that we are sat in. So Baba would take us to Igatpuri, took us, quite a big group of women there now, but about maybe 10 of us or something like that. And we all went, and this lovely Baba made us, you know, in Igatpuri there are mountains, hills, hill, kind of hill station. Baba was to climb the hill, And then when a very steep part came, then we couldn't cross. There was a sheer drop here, and then you'd go around like this. So Baba, I can't do it, I'm afraid of the height. Don't do this thing. Then Baba hold our hand very slowly, guide us, you know, till we cross that path. It was very steep, and the road was just round the corner there. I could never stand by it.
Didn't you once stay in some place near Dehradun where there was all mango orchards?
Yeah,
oh, in the compound.
Yeah, it was very, how to say, what would you say, very
fortunate, like
very fortunate or very lovely, whatever you may call it. The whole compound, like the boundary was mango trees, about 14, 13, and they all bearing fruit. And the landlord, we asked him that he was good enough to say that we can have the fruit. So, how we waited for them to get ripe, big and ripe and all that. And then they ripen, and before they get very ripe and fall down, before that you have to bring them down.
Otherwise they bruise.
Yes, they get bruised and then they get rotten. So you can't eat them half ripe and half unripe. They're not tasty, so you must bring them down. So those people who know how to bring, those people are engaged, you know, they're 2-3 men, and they bring down these mangoes, you know, 2 people who hold the cloth,
which is a big
sheet, big like that, and from the top this man drops them in the sheet, and then he puts them in the basket again. So they're not all in one time, one tree at a time, one tree, you know.
Selecting them.
Yes, selecting them. So we had mangoes for how long, for a whole month or something, and Baba was mustard. So yes, what we did was, I tell you what we did, the detail of it is. We were so excited about mangoes. We don't not buy mangoes, plenty of mangoes at home, we have, you know, that. So we're very happy about it and so excited about it. Some girls, but it was, you can imagine it was very hot. In the sun inside the house, it was very, very warm. So when the mangoes were brought in, there was a put them in a warm place. But we don't have that much space to put mangoes in our own house, in the drawing room or dining room or bedroom, nowhere. So it was outhouses, means servants' quarters were there. And that was tin roofs. The tin roof got so hot, you know, with the sun on it. But we didn't mind. We couldn't have mangoes. All mangoes were right there. And I, and Miru said, Michael, come here, we're going to help you. We put them in the paper. We put them in the paper, and you put them by. So we had a big broken tub, you know, whole time. And we take the mangoes, roll down, and put. That is called, you know, put them to life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we were quite happy about it and like that. And we did it, and the next day also we did all that. But what happened to it? When the mangoes got ripe, I and Miru never went there to sort them out. You have to
pick out the ripe ones.
Yes, mm-hmm. But you open the paper, it's such a big job. So many mangoes, there may be 100 mangoes, I don't know how many, and then all after that, you have to open out, see it's ripe, then you put it in your basket to take, bring it in the house.
The poor girl, we left Govindu all there. He left me there. There was so many hot days.
But really speaking, they kept busy also doing other things. And anyway, Govindu took out time and gym. Seems very like this Govindu, very particular. She must do it and go. So before, what we did was this. Another we got an idea that we have plenty of mangoes. Why cook food? Mango and rice and they, you know, yogurt. And so the day was not like this cool anything. The summer's heat, you have no idea.
Don't want
so hot, we didn't want any hot food. You know what you call spice food or nothing? Just mango, boiled rice with a nice butter on it. And butter means ghee, you know, cooked in ghee. The rice is fresh, lovely. And dahi, bowl full of dahi. We have plenty of milk also. So dahi, mango and rice. Every day we're quite happy with very happy we get two mango, they're large mango, two to each. So we make a soft and put it on the rice, or you suck it, I eat the rice or the dahi, do anything you like. But just this thing on the table. Now what happened? We were quite happy with ourselves. Every day I brought mangoes from there outside and we had mangoes. But Baba that time came without letting us know that he was coming in. So Baba came and we were have this food for lunch. So Manaja had an hour or something to cook Baba, for Baba dal and rice or something. No, very quickly, half an hour, 2 hours, I don't remember, but Baba had his bath and all that. We had no idea. So mangoes and dahi is all right. Manaja had no time to cook anything else. Anyway, she cooked for Baba. And so Baba came to the dining room, and so his Baba's food was served, and Baba was eating, and then Baba said, you're all sweet. And so we started eating our mango, dahi and the rice. Baba said, aren't you eating food? Baba, this is food, Baba. Baba said, no, you must eat proper food. What is this mango and rice? Baba said, no, Baba, so you must cook. Why don't you cook food? But Baba, we like it. No, Baba said, from tomorrow you must cook curry and rice or dal or something. Then you can have mango on top of it. So Baba was so sweet. He wanted us to be fed well. And the mango for dessert also. Like that. And here we were trying to economize it. Economize.
And mango from there.
And so many mangoes, so why not make use of it and not sell for vegetables? So, you know, you economize it. Baba said, no. And so, and the mangoes lasted and lasted for so long.
You had to take another meal in the evening also?
Yes, of course.
Were you young girls then?
Huh?
Were you young girls then? Or?
No, I tell you when it was in 53.
53?
Yes.
My goodness.
After Baba's first accident. Baba's first accident, you know, from when we came from America that time. So we went to, we came here in September, October, November. I don't know when we were September, Switzerland, what that month, and October, November, December, Baba, and 1.5 months in America, I think. By that time, his leg, so it was healed. So by the time Baba was here, he could walk. Well, Baba used to come from the garden, and come from the mandir, he'd walk. And then Baba said, do I walk like before, like, or do I limp? No, Baba, you're walking very beautiful. Yes, I used to walk before, Baba. Yes, I feel nice, like confident to walk. And then Baba would walk a bit faster and show that he can walk as he used to walk before. And so we're very happy that Baba's foot leg has got well and he's got over this accident and all that. But then Baba in February, then January also, February means 53 February. After we celebrated Baba's birthday, 25th, we were obviously packed, we had packed and all that. Baba told us we were leaving for Dehradun. So on 27th of February, we left for Dehradun and we were there, I don't know, February 1st or something. It was so cold, I have no idea. And of course, there was no food. Nobody had cooked food, but the Baba lovers there had arranged and very good food from outside came. Many dishes and all this, and I don't know what. So our sweet was hot, and it won't be very cold. So we were eating. It was night time. We arrived there at night, 8 o'clock in the evening, 9 o'clock. And so that was the house in 1953. From Myrtle Beach, we came to Mirazad. From Mirazad, we went to Dehradun. And Baba liked it better. So Baba, like a change or so. And for reasons. And then Mandi had a house far away. Then one day Baba went for must work, you know, after settling there and all that. Baba went for must work. And when he returned from must work, up to the bottom and talking after each other. They're telling me, but telling other thoughts, but he can joke. And he said, you know, I saw a tiny little baby horse in Robinson. And it was so sweet, I had a great mind to bring it in the car. Babasin, there was no space. The Manali was sitting all there, and I had to. Horse is not a dog that you can take on your lap. So, Babasin, there was no space for the little horse to stand in the car, the small car. So, I could not bring it, but it was very sweet, small little horse, little lovely. Baba told me, I said, yes, Baba, I would like to know that. And then Baba said, we'll see about it. And then Baba just changed the subject, and it was forgotten. But we forgot about it because it was not any important. Because anyway, then Baba, so sweet Baba, when he went to the Mandali, you know, talking after a few days, he told Kumar, that Amrit's father, and Baba knows if he tells Kumar anything, Kumar, yes, at once he will, whatever then can be. So Baba told Kumar, do you think there's any female horse, a baby horse, and around here? So he said, Kumar said, no, I will get a nice one. So he went to Mathura to the stud farm, and there from a very lovely a little baby horse he got, you know, 3 months old, and that is Shiva. That's Shiva, and we taught her to kiss Baba. Baba is to feed her grass, you know, and I made a box. Shiva should not bend her head on the ground all the time, you know, like other horses. She has to keep her head up all the time. So I made a box there that Shiva eats from the box there. Well, I don't know what you call it, feeding box. So it was near the veranda like this, and the stable was there. It was a garage. Some Western people must have lived in that house. So it was very convenient for Shiva to be kept in the stable because it was not stone floor, it was earth like that. It was very nice. And we played or straw on the floor for her to make it soft. In the afternoon, she used to go to sleep in the afternoon also. Yes, I know, all right, all right. So, what I was telling you is this. In that box, we had green grass, and she was eating. In the morning, Baba told me in a bowl to give her 2 cups of milk, evening and morning. And she was, every morning, she would be all the time alert looking at the veranda that I'll come to give her milk, you know. And I said, and I named her Shiba, and for Shiba, Shiba, she would answer, say, no, name, no. Yeah. And then I'd give her the milk, and she'd bring the milk, and the leftover milk would all drop from her lips like that. And the Peter would come along and try to lick up all the milk and fall on the floor, and then the 1-2 spoons full of one, a little bit of milk would be left inside. All that chicken and stuff. Yes. So then that I used to give Peter. Peter would be very happy by the stay. And Shiva, in the meantime, then says, Peter's drinking. And then she would feel happy. But sometimes what Shiva did, she knew this was our dog. She never went for Peter. Because the horse would feel irritable like that. What she used to do, from Peter's back, she used to pull his fur. Between the lips, pull her fur and play with it. Peter would do this. Now let me drink the milk. So between them, they would be friends.
Did Baba ever sit on Shiva?
And Shiva was very like this.
Very well.
Very spirited.
When you wrote to
him? Once I was on a that story can tell you what happened was. Shiva was about 2 years old, and nobody was riding her, and she was still in the compound running around and having fun. And when she saw, and she was being spirited, her, what do you call hers?
A good breed?
No, they're high strung. This is the word. Okay. Find the word. They're high strung because she was a good breed horse. I don't know how Kumar managed to talk this man out of, to give him this good breed horse. Yes. And anyway, so what's she doing? Our compartment is this, the road is far away like this, on the main road. There was a road here also, but that road, every day a cart, you know, a hand carriage, what do you call it, push. That person would take, I don't know, kerosene tins, what he took there, I don't know. But that thing had a noise in the wheel. Yeah. Chicka, 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 you know, it was a lot of noise, very sharp, loud noise. Shiva would be very fascinated. What's that? Go near, trotting near the gate, and look over the gate. Oh, Shiva, and the noise. Oh, that was very exciting. She turned out, gallop, 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 and she kicked and gallop and kicked. And she looked so lovely with the golden mane flying and very spirited. And I've been working inside, so call out to Mera, Mera. She was running and galloping a lot to see. So I would come out, rush out on the veranda and watch her. She'd run like that far, the gate, big compound. There she'd come galloping, galloping. She'd come round the house. So the, what do you call this, veranda went round this way also, round the veranda. So I would come here. Then we had put bamboos, you know, that she wouldn't go any further. That, because the side was not nice to come out because of the gate. And so then she should stop there. Crying, she was good. She had something. She turned around with her ears up. Again, she would gallop, go and look over the other gate from where she had seen. But by the time the carriage has gone away, so it was okay. And she came trotting back and to say that it was okay. Everything is okay now. But at the least, didn't she find excuse to make like mischief and kick and rear and it was
very playful.
It was really pretty. We couldn't take her film. It would have been very lovely because her mane flying and all kinds of, on her hind legs, she'd stand up with that and then that and buck and all that and again gallop. And she looked so beautiful, very beautiful. And then I'll tell you what happened. And one day, you know, I got in my head and what happened, I'll tell you, it begins like this. Baba came from Mandali now. Baba came from Mandali and Baba was there, I turned to him. And then Baba was seated at the dining table and Rana was reading to Baba at the dining table. I had a certain Baba food and Baba was eating. And while eating, then I remember that I gave Baba a surprise. So I saw Shiva come to the steps, you know, we feed her carrots. So she came near the steps, so I took the carrot basket and fed her carrots. So she was eating carrots. That time when she was near the steps in such a way, but still she was tall for me. I could not get on her without a saddle. And there was no saddle at that time anyway. There was a wooden box, you know, this kind of high box. The veranda, I brought the box, pushed on the steps, and then I got on Shiva's back. And it was...
daring, very daring.
No, but I wanted to say it was dangerous. Yeah. She was a bucking horse, and she had nobody sit on her first. And...
we know it.
And she was new to... No.
You just got out.
Very first, yes. And I almost...
they have cowboys do that, usually.
Yes. So she would have bucked and all that, but because I had to give her milk in the bowl and feed her and give her the grain, all Baba told me to give her the groom. He was the elderly man, but she knew me and I had given her carrots. So she stood quietly eating the carrots and I was on her back. I said, I'll call her to Baba. So Baba was eating for the veranda, you know, at the table, but Baba's back was to me. So I called her to Baba. I said, Baba, see Baba. Look at me, that's why I call her to Baba. So Baba looked at me. Baba said, you got out of here? I said, Baba. And then I quickly got down because I saw that it was too long to be without saddle, without rein. You should run away with me. I was mad. No, headless, you have to have rein or something to control.
You can't just pull the
mane. Anyway, but I sat on her for half a minute at least. That's the only time I sat on her. Well, because she was very spirited, because when there was this man, when she was older, you know, there was a veterinary in Dehradun from where we got Shiva to Satara, was it Satara? Yes, Satara. So Baba would, I don't know who wrote and asked me, because this veterinary was a Hindu veterinary and he knew Baba and obviously had love and respect for Baba and he would tell us what to do with Shiva, where, to massage her, to give her feedback, how to leave her free in the compound, she'd run herself and have exercise. We don't have to give her exercise and be healthy for her. So he would give us these hints and all. So when she was 2 years old, then Baba had this message sent to him what to do about this. So how long should she be running around the compound like that? So he said, yes, now then she's 2 years old. She should be in the stable, but you'll have to have a person to break her, means to have somebody ride her. Then she'll be useful, otherwise she'll grow up. And the idea that no one should ride her, you know. So now is the time when she's young. So that veterinary said, I will send a young man who will ride her, who's a very good rider, he can break horse. So that young person came, so this elderly person was sent back from where he came, and this young person came along, and he would ride her. Very brave ride, because Shiva, you know, the rider on her back, she sets sound, she makes musty means
mischief.
So this person was not ready. She was nearing home and she was about to enter the compound and she heard some sound or something that I was not there. But the way she all of a sudden reared that this man, though a good rider, he would have been thrown up. But just he caught on to her. I mean, how did he clung? Because he was being relaxed, now he's coming home, so and she was coming inside very quietly. But no, all of a sudden she became mischievous with it. So she was very dangerous to ride. Baba never allowed me to ride her. But anyway, this person rode and took care of her, and then she was kept in the stable all the time. Otherwise, she would come round to our steps, Baba would feed her carrots. And then that time, that photo is taken, she's kissing Baba. Money thought of it, it's good money thought of it. I had no idea to take a photo. So otherwise, just to tell you, this is actually seeing the picture, it's lovely to see Baba, you know, leaning forward, kissing her.
And she was big muzzle, you know.
Yeah, very sweet. So these photos sent to Phyllis and others, best. So Phyllis said, oh, I wish I was that filly. She said, oh. So then, that was in Derrida. But we just missed, you know, what happened. Then Phyllis had given us a small, what do you call this, movie camera. But it was made of plastic, it was cheap kind. So it got spoiled and we had no knowledge about it. We should have seen that the, what do you call it, the film inside is...
correctly done.
No, it's fine, was it right? We did not know. And when Shiva was, rearing and so I called it money. That camera, we had come here and we had taken it first in 1955. So I said, Mani, come on, the camera looks so lovely, now you must take a picture. So Mani came up with the movie and she was training the movie on her, you know, and she was taking it and nothing came out because the thing was done.
Yeah.
The film had the date had expired, and she could not take it. But we had no idea now to send it to Pune and have Behram put in a new film. Nobody did it and that time went in. Baba went to the West in 1956, yes, actually. But we could have had some nice pictures of Baba also walking. But somehow we missed.
Next time.
Next time.
Be ready.
No, but then what happened was after Baba hurt his leg and could not walk well, that time Jal had sent for a camera, you know, and when we came to Pune, then Jal wanted to take Baba's film. And Baba couldn't walk well, so he had to kiss Baba just 5 minutes, just walking a little bit near the in the garden, stand near the flower somewhere. Jal wants to take a picture. So right, to please us, Baba would go out in the garden. Mm. Once or twice, in Guru Prasad, there are two pictures. One, Baba sitting on Pukar's back. Have you seen that? That one? And another one is Baba just walking and near the Bougainvillea, Baba standing. I think you must have seen that. That too in Guru Prasad compound. Other pictures were taken inside Guru Prasad. You know, Darshan time, 62, East-West gathering. One time Baba's walking on the veranda and Baba's doing this. It's come a bit hazy. Black and white, it's not in colors. One film is taken, Baba's feeding the elephant, Sumitra, in Peshwa Park. You know, it's a zoo, it's a tiny zoo. But Monday wants Baba to come there. See the zoo. Baba said he had seen his bazaar. The very first Baba showed us the zoo, took us around. It was 1950, I just think.
You know, Jal takes everyone to see that elephant.
Yes, everybody. They're two now. I said one is called Anarkali, that was the one Baba fed, and one is Sumitra. Baba fed Sumitra, and she's a bit old now.
Good tempered though. Good tempered.
And there's Anarkali now.
And that Kali is that other one next door, somewhat a little wilder.
Anyway, we went to the Pune this time, we visited that, what do you call it, the garden. And then I said, Mani, we didn't bring some peanuts for Anarkali or elephant to feed the elephants, something we must take, something to feed. Mani says, all right, you will just walk near the gate of this zoo, there are stalls. Every kind of thing we may get, the soft drink, you know, soda, raspberry, everything. I don't know what all they get, I don't stand there. But you have things to eat, you know, dry things, peanuts, I don't know. Anyway, Mani, revenge is for bread. She says, ah, bread is better because big pieces you can give to the elephant. So she brought two nice big bread, bought them, and she brought it. By the time we were not near the elephant, near the Kamavet, because there are children and men all gathered around there, you know. Not many, there were few, very few there. Were. But somehow I had a nice time, so I came here where the cage of the, what do you call it? No.
Giraffe.
No. Ostrich. Mm. Yes. The ostrich.